Eventually, the sea will reach 200 feet above its present level and will be splashing against the windows along the 20th floors of Manhattan's skyscrapers. Florida will disappear beneath the waves, as will much of the British Isles, the crowded Nile Valley, and the low-lying areas of China, India, and Russia. Not only will many cities be drowned, but much of the most productive farming areas of the world will be lost. As the food supply drops, starvation will be widespread and the structure of society may collapse under the pressure. And all because of carbon dioxide. But how does that come about? What is the connection? It begins with sunlight, to which the various gases of the atmosphere, including carbon dioxide, are transparent. Sunlight, striking the top of the atmosphere, travels right through miles of it to warm the Earth's surface. At night, the Earth cools by radiating heat into space in the form of infrared radiation. However, the atmosphere is not quite as transparent to infrared radiation as it is to visible light. Carbon dioxide, in particular, tends to block such radiation. Less heat is lost at night for that reason than would be lost if carbon dioxide were not present in the atmosphere. Without the small quantity of that gas present, the Earth would be distinctly cooler, perhaps uncomfortably cool.